100% love, 100% pure. We got the love. 97.7 Love FM.
Live from the studios of Family Love 97.7 FM, Port Harcourt. This is Country Music Drive with John Peters, specially dedicated to a special group, a group that loves the people, a group that thinks of the people, and a group that have liberated the people. I am talking about Cabet Kache Women Development and Resource Center. Just listen.
We thank thee each morning for a newborn day.
It's country music, where you feel the power. Wonderful, fresh, undiluted world of country fresh music. Country Music Drive with John Peters. Only on 97.7 FM Port Harcourt.
I love so pure and so free, oh Lord. We thank.
Welcome to the program, Country Music Drive. I am your country driver, John Peters, on the award-winning radio station of the year, Family Love 97.7 FM, Port Harcourt. It's Country Music Drive, where various country music of notable country music artists are played to the joy of our numerous esteemed listeners across the world. And so, it's good to be here together again.
Together again, our tears are falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end.
The key to my heart, you hold.
Skeeter Davis, we are together again. So let's do it together till our destination time. Today's program will take a different dimension. Different dimension because the program today will be specifically dedicated to the earlier mentioned special group, Cabet Kache Women Development and Resource Center. You know, when you have anything to do with the women, it's always very special. So we will treat them in a special way today. We have never done this in this way before on this program because of the amount involved. But we have to do it for this group. So you may know that there is a special group that is really taking care of the people, talking about our listeners. So please bear with us, our listeners, because the program will not be the same way that you are used to. It's just for today. But I can assure you that you will benefit from it. Also, on the program today, we will use country music, which is the soul of this program, to promote Cabet Kache Center its activities and how people are benefiting from these services. And so for the love of Cabet Culture towards the people, through its numerous programs, Cabet Culture, I've got you to thank for that.
I've got Sunday school to thank for Jesus. Got educated thanks to Mom and Dad. I can borrow money thanks to Banker Johnson. Thanks to me, I've spent all that I've had. I quit smoking thanks to Coach Kowalski. Thanks to Lefty Thompson, I can fight. It took a while learning all life's lessons, but I learned about love in just one night. Honey, I've got you to thank for that. It's good from time to time to look back. It always reminds me that I love it where I'm at. And honey, I've got you to thank for that. Thanks to little Richard, I felt crazy. James Dean made me think I too was bad. Then my life took on a new direction. And honey, I've got you to thank for that. Honey, I've got you to thank for that. It's good from time to time to look back. 'Cause it always reminds me that I love it where I'm at. I've got you to thank for that. Honey, I've got you to thank for that.
Don Williams, I've got you to thank for that. Cabet Culture Women Development and Resource Center is a community action, women's rights non-governmental organization that is working in Nigeria and the African region to promote women's rights and environmental justice. Cabet Culture is rooted in communities in the Niger Delta and is recognized for its in-depth knowledge on the issues of environmental justice, women's rights, as well as climate crisis. They envision a society where women's rights are recognized and respected. Their mission is to promote and protect women's rights as well as develop their leadership potentials. Cabet Culture works extensively with women in rural communities of the Niger Delta region in mobilizing and facilitating engagement with various levels of stakeholders and promoting campaigns against fossil fuel extraction and its effect on the women of the Niger Delta. Cabet Culture is committed to building an ecofeminist movement in the Niger Delta that will see women leading advocacy actions for a gender-just climate actions. They build the capacity of women to understand their rights, have in-depth knowledge on climate change and its causes through sensitization, and develop advocacy skills to hold duty bearers accountable. I have witnessed a little what Cabet Culture is doing for the women. And with this, I make bold to say, Cabet Culture, have got a winner in you.
I what it's like to lose it, love. I've done it enough, and I ought to know. But then you came my way and tore away the fear of pain. I won't lose again, this time I know. I've got a winner in you, no way I can lose. A love I can hold on to, I've got a winner in you. I know how it feels when you try and try again, and then you never win. I know how it feels. Oh, but this time around, I finally found what it's all about. They write songs about the way that I feel. I've got a winner in you, no way I can lose. A love I can hold on to, I've got a winner in you. I've got a winner in you, no way I can lose. A love I can hold on to, I've got a winner in you.
You are indeed a winner, particularly the executive director of Kabet Kache Women Development and Resource Center, Dr. M.M. Okun, a woman that knows her onions when it comes to women advocacy. And so on Wednesday, Dr. M.M. Okun, the executive director, gathered some beneficiaries of a particular program along with some press men, of which I was in attendance, to talk about the program and how it was beneficial to them. The name of the program is Dare to Trust. Did you hear me well? I said Dare to Trust. Just like somebody will say, are you daring me? And I will say, I dare to trust you. She said a body named Global Alliance for Green and Gender Action, GAGA, invited about 15 of them from different parts of the world and gave them some monies to go and empower the people. That they should do it well, because nobody will monitor them, nobody will supervise them, and that they shouldn't even bother to give a report. That they should dare to be trusted and use the money well for the benefit of the people. Let's hear from her directly. Dr. M.M. Okun, Executive Director of Kabet Kache.
It actually has to do with trust. It wasn't like any other project that Kabet Kache does. So somebody trusted us, or somebody trusted me, for me to trust other people. So the process was very flexible. And that is why even some of you that are beneficiaries didn't even know anything about the project. And since we started, this is the first time we are meeting like this. Unfortunately, it's not every beneficiary that has the opportunity to be here. Maybe in the future, we could have a larger meeting. So, why is it Dare to Trust, and what is the nature of the project? The nature of the project was that the donors trusted us to administer some funds. without writing a proposal, and they don't expect reports. But somehow, you will still have to report, because one way or the other, we have to be accountable to the people who gave me the money. So that's why they call it Day to Trust. It's like, let us trust these people and see what they will make out of the process. So some money was given to 15 of us, including myself, from different parts of the world. And it was like, use this money, support some people to build livelihood. And let us see what will come out of it. So we were not even told what they expect to see. So, we didn't know what is expected of us, but we are being trusted that you have this money, give it to people who need. We don't want reports. I remember the last time we met, I said, no, I will submit reports, because I have to tell you how the money was utilized for you to know whether that money was judicially utilized or not. So it's part of the reason we are...
Without monitoring, without protocols, without supervision, their money was released to her based on trust. So, did the people get the money? Have the people actually benefited from this money? Let's hear from the people, please.
But I just joined Kenyan. But one day, I needed money to sort out my clearance, my PhD clearance. I finished, and we're about to matriculate. And I needed money to sort it out. So I was just sending out invitation. I didn't mention I needed money to sort out that clearance. It was about 100 and something. So I just saw money. Honestly, I didn't know the person that sent the money. There was no name on it. I didn't tell her anything. She didn't tell me anything there to trust. But I just saw that money. So I told my friend, see money in my hand too. I don't know who dropped it, but let me use it and solve my problem. After solving my problem, whoever that dropped it, when the person now tells me, I will now say, okay, thank you, this is what I use the money for. So after like 1 or 2, 3 months, she now called me and said, did I receive money? I said, is it you that the money came from? I say, hey, the money came at the right time. That look, I supposed to do my clearance, my PhD clearance. And the money came that time I supposed to do my PhD clearance. And I used it for it. So I now told her thank you, because honestly I didn't know where the money came. There was no name on it. So I just want to appreciate her and appreciate whoever that gave us the money through you, that trusted you to discuss that money. You actually discussed. I am a beneficiary. Thank you very much.
There is a day we have a meeting in our madam's office. He now said that we should choose what to do. That everybody has to choose finish. Another day he called me. So which training do I like to train? And I told her that I used to say bear, amen, that native one. He said, which other trade again should I like to trade? I should do this in the plan. I can say, I will sell beans and rice. Then, without knowing that she need what she's asking about me, there was a day, then I received a light. I wrote to my husband and said, since I started following PDP, I have never any day received. Yes, I must the truth. I have never any day received 30,000. Talk of big money like this. Even in our community, I used to say, even where we gather that, if everybody should do like his name, this country will not be like this. Because she can solve your problem at any time. Before I was like this, she was one who made me. I wear scattered dress. She got, that's proper. Go, carrying goes out. She bought dress for me. Even my hair was scattered. She said, take her to saloon. Let her go and do her hair before I join up. Now in my community, I'm not a poor woman again. Because through her, she has made what, if I become poor today, I did myself. She has done what my mother cannot do for me. It was like that I received that money and told my husband, see what the money come on. Then I added it to my business. That business I write. I added it, started to sell. When I sell, I use money there and buy granite and supply. That is why even this year, I used 60,000 there from that money to buy farmland. They clear it. If they go home today, I will show you where I buy 50 by 100 through this money that she gave to me. Without, I have no work there. She labored for it and bring it for me. But I have farm through this business. If not at the flood that came and sink our house down, we have block house, but we only do two rooms. And our property cannot enter there finish. I have to dip one there, buy two doors, and my husband buy the glass. We enter. If not, that money have risen into 350. Without minding the one that I used to buy from. But I know if I became poor today, I did myself. She has done what?
Dolly Parton will always say that one is only poor, only if he chooses to be poor. Confirming what that last speaker said, if I become poor today, I am the cause of it. And so, they really benefited from it. But how did these people feel? How did they react when the monies hit their account? Hear from them, please.
So, immediately I saw the money, I shouted, hey! I just jumped up, everybody was like, ah, what happened? I said, I'm going to do my clearance now. I'm rushing to school to do my clearance. They said, ah, but you said it didn't happen. I said, I'm just receiving her last. No. Can't you see me shouting and screaming? Why do you think I'm shouting and screaming? Everybody started shouting, hey, praise the Lord. And we're all jumping up in the house. I just let them enter the house immediately, dressed up, straight to school. Because you can imagine, I remember somebody till now have not been able to do her clearance. So to that extent, it's not easy. Finishing school and your certificate is hanging. You don't have it. I mean, what have you to show? Nothing. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sinemeset Fabian. My first reaction when I got the money, I was telling my aunt, I go rent shop. I go rent shop. My auntie was telling me, calm down, don't rent shop now. So after then, I bought things. The money really helped me because I needed materials. I sell okrika wares, female okrika wares. So I bought hangers, a lot of clothing items like that. So I really want to appreciate you, even if the money I've not gotten to the level where I expected, but half of it has been solved. Thank you very much.
Having me once again is because of the happiness that is buried in me. If one could say, how do you feel from the time you got the money? And there would have been a snapper to have snapped me. That person would have seen that today that I am 18. Of age. But before the money came, I was 75. So if you could just look at somebody at the age of 18, is dynamic in whatever he's doing. And if you could pick your phone, every of the programs we've been having, I think I'm more younger than ever. If from that time, I think the month of June, till now, I am still as agile as I am, then that day was a day that one can never forget within my vicinity. So really, God has used you to express his way of keeping to promises. Because when he says, keep on, a day will come when I will visit you. I will not go into the spiritual that I was informed that a woman, but that I didn't know, will assist me. Thank you very much. Dare to trust. So I am very much happy that whatever is good is seen from the beginning. My feelings has expressed itself without being told. I am as much happy than even a child of 18 years. So I will not talk much. Because even you see you the way I was walking in. How do you observe me when I was coming in? Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, everyone. That day, I woke up in the morning. I said, let me check. I opened my messages. I saw this alert. I wore my eyeglass. I think again. I look at the figure. I say, I remove it. I put it back. I say, could it be the, I check. I saw the sender. I say, what is this? I call her. I saw something in my phone. Oh, from where? She said, hey, hey. I said, hey. I lay down. I started crying. I said, how? That this woman will remember a widow like me to empower me. Before then, my shop has been going down. I said, I do hair. I sell accessories. My shop has been going down because we sell there and eat. We do the hair and eat. Everything has been going down. As I received that starter, I lay down, I started rolling. I told her that this kind of thing has not happened in my life before. May God Almighty, that you have put, you have put a smile on my face. You will continue to smile. Continue to smile. You and your children, your grandchildren, your entire family, in the name of Jesus.
And I join in saying a big amen to that sweet and wonderful prayer. Because what I saw there from the beneficiaries made me to ask, do we still have people like this? Without being monitored, she utilized the money judiciously for the benefit of the people. Madam, permission please. You are my best friend.
Placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
You are my best friend indeed, Ma. Thanks for being loved, to be trusted, and for making people to be liberated. You are indeed a light, Ma. May you continue to be a point of light to the people.
There is a point when you cannot walk away. When you have to stand up straight and tall and mean the word you say. There is a point you must decide just to do it cause it's right. That's when you become a point of light. There is a darkness that everyone must face. It wants to take what's good and fair and lay it all to waste. And that darkness covers everything in sight until it meets a single point of light. All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light. There are heroes whose names we never hear, a dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man. There are dreamers who are making dreams come true, taking time to teach the children there's nothing they can't. Giving shelter to the homeless, giving hope to those without. Isn't that what this land's all about? One by one, from the mountains to the sea, points of light are calling out to you and me. All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light.
If you see what is wrong and you try to make it right, then you will be a point of light. And that is what Dr. Ememokun is doing for the people. But permit me to make an appeal, please, to Madam Ma. My wife also needs to benefit from this gesture, Ma. So, please show us the way so she can join the train. And so me and her will continue living on love.
Thank you. settle down, just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's inside. She just likes the way you smile. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can bag, sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. It's like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. It's like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. Love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much, you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am, for that opportunity of making my wife a beneficiary. I tell you, love will flow in my family through your contribution, ma'am. God will bless you, ma'am. To our listeners, I'm so sorry we can't open phone lines because of time. But we have some loads and loads of messages right now, even though phone lines are buzzing. But permit me to take this particular message from one which sounds so hilarious. It comes from a very good listener of this program, and he says, why wouldn't you take the whole of our program time to promote your sister and her business just because you have been paid heavily for it? Wonderful. Wonderful. I think I've been hit. But let me say it plainly. Let me just clear the air. I have heard of Cabet Kache for a very long time. I have heard of Dr. Ememo Kon for a very long time. But last Wednesday was my very first time of seeing her, and even her seeing me. And in that event, we were three media persons, and we were given equal treatment. So nothing special, please. We love good things on this program, you know that for sure. We preach love here. We practice love, and we show love. So when I saw what this woman did, and how the beneficiaries responded to it, I just felt others should also hear of it. It can be beneficial to you or even your siblings or your wife. Yes, I am sure of what I'm saying. For you to do this on radio airtime, you know that you have to pay heavily for it. But just know that I received no special treatment to do this. I have to take time and clarify this. As a matter of fact, I even lost some things to the radio station to be able to do this. But I don't mind. So just know that, please. You said I am doing it because she is my sister. Yes. Yes. She is my sister from Akwa Ibom. I am from Akwa Ibom too, and she is from Akwa Ibom. So she is my sister. And she is doing some good works. So to the world, they need to hear this. The world really need to hear this. No matter what it takes, they just have to hear it. I won't mention your name because you are a very good listener of this program over the years. But what shall I say? Kabet Kache to the world. Dr. M.M. Okon to the world. Oh, yes. All right, let's take another message which came from Mr. Nkwalesin Friday, all the way from One in Eleme, who says, I felt like crying when I listened to those women who received the money. God bless this faithful woman, please. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Friday. I have this one from Mr. Okoro texting in from Abia State, who says, when shall good things like this ever come to our domain in Abia State? And I will say to Mr. Okoro, don't worry. This woman, Dr. Ememokun, she covers everywhere in Africa and in Nigeria and in the Niger Delta. So don't worry. One day it will get to you. From Madam Lovett, she says, okay. Madam Lovett, you say, I saw you when you were battling with your car while going to the station, and I felt maybe the car was giving you issues. Madam, thank you. You actually observed well. Yes, the car was giving me issues. You know, this car has served me for a very long time and is an old car. So driving to the office, it developed a fault, never to follow me to the office. I struggled, but the thing couldn't just work. I had to leave it there so I can meet up with the program time. And I pray that as I go back, I will just see things intact, especially the battery and the tires, while believing God for another car. Thank you. Thank you for that special observation and even for pointing it out. It's out of love that you had to do that. Thank you. Message, amen you. What do I do? And we don't have time again. But let me just take this one from Bayelsa State, written by Jennifer Prayer, who says, I have come across that name before, Kabet Kache, and also know what they have done for women. Please keep up with the good work. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Jennifer. Finally, let's take this particular one from Madam Ofonbu Gabriel in Elelewo, who says, I am proud of that name, M.M. Okun. I am proud of my sister. Keep doing good. Keep showing love. And keep being trusted. Carry on with your good works, my dear sister. Madam Ofonbu, I know you are proud of your own. Thank you. Thank you for that special accolade. All right. Let's stop there, please. There are so many messages, please. Let's stop there because of time. I believe you enjoyed the show and you benefited from it. In your little corner, dare to be trusted like Madam M.M. Okun. Okay, before we go, let me bring it to your attention again that this program will soon go off air. Yes, I've said it time and time, the program will soon go off air. The reason is that the program is a sponsored program. It is not a radio station program. And so the program will soon expire and needs another sponsor. And once it expires, we stand a chance of losing this time for another business mogul who will just come and buy it up. I have told you that we will use this program to advertise you and your businesses. And you know how this program has benefited a lot of people, mended marriages, restored peace at homes, reconciled shattered relationships, and many other things. You know that. I think you've been hearing testimonies that have been coming from our callers. That is what this program has done for a lot of people. So please don't let this program go off air. It won't cost you much if you can come in and let us work things together and continue with this program. So please call us on 081-31-31-7788. 081-31-31-7788. For the last time, 081-31-31-7788. When you call that number, we will meet and talk out things and the program will continue. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll do it again on Sunday by 9 p.m. talking about Country Music Drive with your country driver, John Peters. Just tune in by then. Sunday by 9 p.m. It's time to go. But let me say to Cabet Keche, you are loved. To Dr. M.M. Okun, you are the best. God loves you. Keep doing good and keep being trusted. We are proud of you. We still will love you. And God will continue to decorate you with coats, even with coats of many colors. I'm John Peters. See you on Sunday. Good night.
The years I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small. And I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece we lost, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she told a story from the Bible she had read, about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, while as rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. And my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me, why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me.
Made just for me. That I still love you. I still love you. After all these many years, through the laughter and the tears, I still love you. I still love you. I know our treasures may be few, but we have made some dreams come true, and I